Blog Talk Radio.
Consequence to pay. I want you see to know that you cannot just do anything that you like, and you can't say anything that you like. Now, a lot of people would maybe say that I'm wrong, but I forget where our father said that he loved Jacob, but he hates Esau. That's true in the Bible. And God is not coming back for everybody. Even me, I might have some thoughts that he may not clear me up. I hope that he will forgive me for what I have done. Excuse me, see, I just had to cough. I have done few bad things in my lifetime that I feel remorseful for or sad, because I did those things. But in my youth, I did those things. Perhaps my father would find in his heart to forgive me, because I did not know. I was thinking that everything our government said was true, but I have come to find out that they are liars, and especially the one that's in the office of the United States presidency. That person lies at the drop of a hat. There are some things that he will say to that's truthful. But just about every time he opens his mouth, he tells a lie. And he is asking people to vote for him. He wants you to put up him in the office again for 4 more years. I think that if you do, many of you, I forget where it says hell has opened its mouth wide. And I think that many of you will fall for him. And I hope not. I pray that you do not. Because if he tells of tell once, you can be sure that he will tell it again. It may be a different kind of tell that he tells, but he would probably, more than likely, tell something again that's not true. Now, I remember my grandmother saying to me once, even the liar would tell the biggest of liars would tell a truth. Maybe he will tell a truth here and now and then, but he is a liar. You know, never know when he will tell the truth. The truth is not in him. Let me not talk about him anymore and get to my program and try to talk about what thus says the Lord. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, and to rest. You'll find in the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, and again in Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, you'll find the Ten Commandments. And that's what you are to remember. There are more than Ten Commandments. There are many more. For instance, a woman should not wear what men wear. We're not supposed to wear pants. I will pants in my pajamas or when I'm working in the yard. And I haven't worked in my yard none this year. So I have not been wearing pants other than my pajamas. Listen, sheep, I want you to write down, I just stopped. I still belch him. I want you sheep to know, remember that I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Also, I want you to know that the observance of Sabbath day starts on a Friday evening, like now, and ends on a Saturday evening, like this time tomorrow. You'll find it in the book of Genesis that the evening time starts, is the start of the morning or the first day. We have been told wrong. At 12 midnight, people we have listened to Constantine and Pope Constantine. I remember from years ago, I don't think he was a pope. Perhaps he was, but he told lies. Everything. He has changed the dates and the times. Like, we are this weekend to move our times back an hour. He changed the time. And our Father in heaven is going to get him for that. And if I can remember, when he comes again, and if he allows me to speak, I will remind him that Constantine tried to change the times, and what he has told us in the Bible. I don't know who he thinks he thought he was. He messed it up for a lot of people. And a lot of our people are going to go to hell for following him. He is not a man of valor. I hope that I am speaking right. I want to tell you the truth. I don't want to tell you see any tales, because your life may depend on it. You got to learn much of the things that you have learned. Even in high school or not in high school, all your life you may have been taught a lie, you know. And I'm just telling you, I'm thinking that in the white man has told you many lies. I'm thinking about Grand Saleem, Texas, where this minister violently killed himself. He set himself on fire. And I call it white man on fire, because no one in his congregation was paying attention to him. Instead, he committed public suicide because all the lies that had been told, they were toxic and venomous, and he decided to take his own life because he grew up with his parents telling him to hate, and he found out that he was told a lie, and so he set himself on fire. I remember looking at this, and I felt sorry for him, because maybe God could have possibly spared his life. He may not have had to go to hell. And I'm thinking that if many of those white people vote for the person that is now president, they will too go to hell for following him, because he constantly lies. He has, in front of us, mentioned things that were not right. So, I've talked about him enough. Let me try to read to you what's in the Bible. It says that I am in 2 Kings Chapter 5. However, I have read to you this story about Naaman. Naaman had leprosy, and he had in the Syrian army, he had raided a place, and he brought back a young girl from who was Israel child, young girl, and she told Naaman's wife that he should go see this prophet in Samaria, and he would tell him how to get healed. Reluctantly, he did it. He went into the Jordan River and washed three times. He obeyed the prophet, and he was healed. He was healed of his leprosy. That's what that story is about. But now I am in the book of Chronicles, chapter 2, and verse 30. I want you to see, to know that a lot of the names that are in this Bible, I do not know them, nor do I know how to pronunciate them. And I will try to pronunciate them so that when you go back and read the Bible for yourself, that's what I want you to do. Read it for yourself. I will mispronounce many of these names, and I do not mean to, but I probably will. And if you stick with me, you will learn that you need to learn all of this stuff that's in the Bible. So we are in Chronicles chapter 2, verse 30. Let me start there. And the sons of Nabal, Seled, S-E-L-E-D, and Aptim, A-P-P-A-I-M. But Seled died without children. Excuse me. I'm joking again. And the son of Aphim, Ishi, I-S-H-I, the sons of Ishi, she, him, is spelled S-H-E-S-H-A-N. And the children of Shehan, A-H-I-A-I, and the sons of Jada, the sons of Shema, spelled S-H-A-M-M-A-I, Jeter, spelled J-E-T-H-E-R, and Jonathan, spelled J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, and Jeter died without children. And the sons of J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Pele, spelled P-E-L-E-T-H, and Zaza, spelled Z-A-Z-A. These were the sons of Jeshimel, spelled J-E-R-A-H-R-E-M-E-E-L. I just remember I have left my television on, and I should not do that. Excuse me, sheep. I will be right back. I turned my television off so that I can hear myself. not the television. I hope I remember where I left off. I'm reading First Chronicles chapter 2, starting at verse 34. Now Shehan, spelled Shehan, had no sons but daughters, and Shehan had a servant, an Egyptian, whose name was Jarmah, spelled J-A-R-H-A. And Shehan gave his daughters to Jarha, J-A-R-H-A, the servant, to wife, and she bare him Attai, A-T-T-A-I, and Attai begat Naaman, and Naaman begat Zabad, Z-A-B-A-D, and Zabad begat E-P-H-I-A-L, and Ephmel, E-P-H-I-A-L, begat Obed, and Obed begat Jehu, and Jehu begat Azariah, spelled A-Z-A-R-I-A-H, and Azariah begat Helmaz, spelled H-E-L-E-Z, and Helad begat Elisha, spelled E-L-E-A-S-A-H. And Elisha begat Sismael, spelled S-I-S-A-M-A-I. And Sismael begat Shulam, spelled S-H-A-L-L-I-U-M. And Shulam begat Jakamah, spelled J-A-K-A-M-A-M-I-A-H. Let me spell it to you, sheep, again. J-E-K-A-M-I-A-H. And Jekamiel begat Elishama. That's spelled. Elishama is spelled E-L-I-S-H-A-M-A. Now the sons of Caleb, the brother of Jezreel, were Meha. Let me spell that for you. M-E-S-H-A, his firstborn, which was the father of Zip, spelled Z-I-P-H, and the sons of Marisha. Let me spell that for you. M-A-R-E-S-H-A-H, the father of Hebron, and the sons of Hebron, Kurash, and Kupah, and Kahim, and Shema. Kurash is spelled K, it may be spelled Kara, maybe Kara, K-O-R-A-H, and Tippah, spelled T-A-P-P-A-H. UAH. And Rakim is spelled REKEM. And Shema is spelled SHEMA. And Sheba got Raham, spelled RAHAM, the father of Jochem. That's spelled JORK. Let me spell that over again before you see it. Spelled JORKOAM. And Rehum, spelled REKEM, begat Shulma, spelled SHAMMAI. And the son of Shulma was Mason, and Mason was the father of Beth-Hur. Beth-Hur is spelled BETH-ZUR. And Ethan begat Caleb, concubine. And Elab, Caleb's concubine, bore Haram, H-A-R-A-M, and Moza, M-O-Z-A, and Gaza, spelled G-A-Z-E-Z. And Haram got Gaza, G-A-Z-E-Z. And the sons of Jazza, perhaps Jada, spelled J-A-H-D-A-I. Redem is spelled R-E-D-E-M. And Johem is spelled J-O-T-H-A-M. And Gashem spelled G-E-S-H-A-M. And Portlet spelled P-E-L-E-T. And Eva is spelled E-P-H-A-H. And Shapa spelled S-H-A-P-H. And me, Sha, spelled M, perhaps Mesha, is spelled M-A-A-C-H-A. Let me repeat it. M-A-A-C-H-A-H. Caleb's concubine bore Shebret, spelled S-H-E-B-E-R. And Timna, spelled perhaps Terra-na, is spelled T-I-R-H-A-N-A-H. And Sheber, also Shippon, spelled S-H-A-A-P-H. The son, the father of Mahina, that's M-A-D-M-A-N-N-A-H. Sheba, spelled S-H-E-E-A. And the father of Machbina is spelled M-A-C-H-B-E-N-A-H. and the father of Diba is spelled D-I-B-E-A, and the daughter of Caleb was H-ha, spelled A-C-H-S-A. These were the sons of Caleb, the sons of H-U-R. I'm built in Genesis, excuse me. The firstborn of E-P-H-R-A-T-A-H and Shobal, S-H-O-B-A-L, the father of Kahalin Jean, K-I-F. Let me spell it over for you, see. K-I-R-J-A-T-H hyphen J-E-A-R-I-M. Selma, S-E-L-M-A, the father of Bethlehem. H. Heifer, spelled H-E-H, let me spell it again, H-A-R-E-P-H, the father of Beth-Gar. Beth-Gar is spelled B-E-T-H-G-A-D. E-R, and Shobal, the father of Kahan Jimin, spelled K-I-R-J-A-T-H hyphen J-E-A-R-I-M, the son of Harho, H-A-R. O E H and half of the Manasseh spelled, and I don't know how to pronounce that, spelled M A N A H E T H I T E S, and the sons of Jacob, let me spell that, K-I-R-J-A-T-H hyphen J-A-R-I-M, the Israelites, and Israelites is spelled I-T-H-R-I-T-E-S, and the Cushites, P-U-H-I-T-E-S, and to modernize, spelled S-H-U-M-A-T-I-T-E-S, and the Masoretes, spelled M-I-S-H-R-I-T-E-S. Of them came the Zerah, spelled Z-A-R-E-A-T-H-I-T-E-S, and the Eshtamites, spelled E-S-H-T-A-U hyphen L-I-T-E-S, the sons of Selma, spelled S-A-L-M-A, Selma, Bethlehem, the sons of Naphtali, N-E-T-O-P-H-A-T, H-I-T-S, Aerotite, spelled A, spelled A-T-A-R-O-T-H, the house of Jobad, J-O-B-A-D. So let me spell it again for you, see, J-O-A-B, and the house of Mahasanites, spelled M-A-N-A-H-E-T. H-I-T-E-S, the Zorites, spelled Z-O hyphen R-I-T-E-S, and the families of the scribes, which grew up in Jabez, spelled J-A-B-E-Z, the Perorites, T-I-R-A-T-H-I-T-E-S, and the Shemites, S-H-I-M-E-A-T-H-E-T-E-S, and the Shukites, spelled S-U-C-H-A-T-H. I-T-E-S. These are the Kenites that came of Hema, spelled H-E-M-A-T-H, the father of the house of Rachel. Rachel is spelled A, is spelled R-E-C. H-A-B, and that is the reading of chapter 2, shoot. And chapter 3 has many names, and I don't know those names, but I will try to read those to you as well as spell the names out to you. I know that according to no one is listening to me. Nonetheless, I am reading what says the prophets of our Father. I know I cannot pronunciate all of the names, but I can pronunciate some of them. Now, let's go into chapter 3 of Chronicles. First Chronicles, and there is important news here, and if I don't get to it all, and I know that I won't read it all this evening, but I will get through to some of it, and it's important that you see, listen. Because when it's your time to go, you cannot say that there was one who could not read the names of the people very well, but tried to. Now, let's start reading chapter 3. Now, there was the sons of David, which were born unto him in Hebron. The firstborn, Hanun, spelled A-M-N-O-N, and Ahiram, that is spelled A-H-I-N-O-A-M, and Jezreelite. The Jezreelites, the J-E-Z, R-E-E-L-I-T-E-S-S. That's spelled J-E-Z-R-E-E-L-I-T-E-S-S. the second Daniel of Abigail, the Carmelite. 8 B I G A L I L, the Carmelite, C A R M E L I T E S S, the third Aslam, the son of Mesha. Absalom is spelled A B S-A-L-O-M, the son of M-A-A-C-H-A-N, the daughter of T-A-I, or is it T-A-L-M-A-I, king of Gershu. That's spelled G-E-S-H-U, the fourth. Aminabon, spelled A-B-O-N-I-J-A-H, the son of Hagar. The fifth, Shephanina, S-H-E-P-H-A-T-I-A-H, of a fifth. A V I T A L T. The sixth, I T H R A L M by Egla, his wife, spelled E G L A H, his wife. These six were born unto him in Hebron, and there he remained there 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And there were born unto him in Jerusalem Shimea, spelled S-H-I-M-E-A, and Shophah, spelled S-H-O-B-A-B, and Nathan and Solomon, four of the Bathshebas. Bathsheba is spelled B-A-T-H hyphen S-H-U-A. Let me spell that again. Oh, let me stop here in verse 5 of chapter 3. So, you know, I was just told that we have 90 seconds. Well, let us have a closing word. Father, thank you so much for allowing me to get this far in the book of Chronicles. And thank you for the protection from the evil one that they call Satan or the devil or Baal or whoever, however many names he has. And his hates. Thank you for always protecting us in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Remember, saints, sheep, James chapter 4, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you all Tuesday. And before I go, I want you to see snow. Go to Apple Play and iTunes and purchase this record, High and Lifted Up. My nephew produced it. He and his college friend of they are graduates of Columbia College out of Chicago. They are good musicians. They play their instruments very well. Oh, I forgot to say, you should let the white people have their holiday. Their holiday
Father,
is satanic.
Help your children. And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another.
Halloween.
That heaven might
find
a place in their heart.
Israelites.
And I know
it was
forever in my heart.
Less than 100.
We've got to walk on.
So,
walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our help in hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.
Salvation. I'll speak with you all Tuesday.